This is the Fox News Alert. The hold lifted. I'm Lee Silasera. A federal appeals court will allow the Justice Department to resume its use of classified records taken from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home as part of its ongoing criminal investigation.
The three-judge panel pausing a lower court's order blocking investigators from reviewing the records pending a review by an independent arbiter known as a special master. The former president's lawyers had argued that an independent review of the records was essential, while the DOJ warned preventing officials from viewing the materials impedes the government's efforts to protect the nation's security. The investigation into whether government records taken by Mr. Trump after leaving office were mishandled or compromised.
Fox's Christian Goodwin and Virginia Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, has agreed to participate in a voluntary interview with the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. The committee has wanted to speak with Thomas in an effort to get to know more about her role in trying to help Trump overturn the results of the 2020 election. She texted with White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and contacted lawmakers in Arizona and Wisconsin in the weeks after the election. Russia has freed 215 Ukrainians and foreign citizens in a prison exchange with Russia. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky with the announcement during his nightly address to his nation. In return, Ukraine has freed the former leader of a pro-Russian party. Earlier this evening, Zelensky appeared via video before the UN Security Council, where he called on the world to punish Russia for its invasion of Ukraine.
We shouldn't turn a blind eye to propagandists who justify aggression, but apply a full package of personal restrictions against them. That is a punishment for lying.
The comments from Zelensky came just hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin announced he'll mobilize more troops. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Authorities in Colorado say a man suspected of killing a Weld County sheriff's deputy in a hit and run is in the United States illegally.
The district attorney in the case says Norberto Garcia Gonzalez was driving under the influence when he hit Deputy Alexis Hynuntz on Sunday. The 24-year-old woman was on her motorcycle, stopped at an intersection at the time. Law enforcement says an empty beer can and full beer cans were found inside Gonzalez's van. In a court hearing, the DA said Gonzalez has a history of DUI convictions dating back to 2011. In 2013, he pled to a DUI and leaving the scene of an accident. Gonzalez received a voluntary deportation order back to Mexico. He ignored it and also skipped out on a $5,000 bond.
Fox's Alicia Acuna. Deputies found Gonzalez after a tip more than 24 hours after the crash. He's being held on a $500,000 bond. A Chicago suburb has turned down a plan to put up a statue of Harrison Ford.
The City Council of Park Ridge said they were concerned over the cost of the statue and that the pitch had come from outside of the city. There was also concern over bullying that Ford endured during the time he spent going to school there. The pitch came from Omri Amrani, an Illinois artist who has been behind other celebrity statues like Michael Jordan at Chicago's United Center and Magic Johnson at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Officials said they would rather the effort come from within their community. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The CMT Network will honor country stars Carly Pierce, Cody Johnson, Kane Brown, Luke Combs, and Walker Hayes as their 2022 Artists of the Year. Pierce, Johnson, and Hayes are the first-time Artists of the Year, while Brown and Combs come back for their third time. A special honoring the artists will air October 14th. The Fed decision to raise rates again, sending markets tumbling. The Dow lost 522, the Nasdaq off 204. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.